Hello, everyone, and welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Excited to have my dear friend, wonderful counterpart in public service, Dr. Robert Owens, with me, and just pleasant. Just looking forward to talking to him about Boise State. Good morning, Rob. How's it going?
It's going well.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate your time, as always. You've been on before, but it's that time of year.
Yes.
We are getting ever so closer to the wonderful week that 600, how many boys from across the state?
Well, it's closer to 400 now. We used to get up around 600. That's pre-pandemic.
Oh, okay.
You know, you know, we classify things like pre-pandemic.
Yeah, we do. That's just nature of what we've been.
And things change. Dynamics of a lot of different things in our lives changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it did so for Boise State. Mm-hmm. So we don't get quite as many, but still 400, close to 400 of the best and brightest juniors, rising senior high school boys from across the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, when I went, and that was 28 years ago, Rob. How old am I?
We're actually pretty close in age.
I'm 44, and I was 16 when I went to Boise State. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was 16, almost 17 in 1997. My birthday's in June, went in May. And what a great experience for me.
Yeah.
But we had 600 boys from across the state.
Yeah.
And you think 600 boys in one place for a week with only interaction with each other and their counselors. There's no females around to take our attention.
Nope.
You think there might be some fights, but they really wasn't. We had a really good week. We were a good group. We got along. Our 600 people got along. We had good events. We learned a lot. But I want to know how it is now, because I can tell you talk all day about what it was then. I'm sure it's changed. Technology's changed, all the stuff. So your official title at Boise State is the director?
That's correct.
So you're the man.
No.
No, be modest, Rob.
I'm not the man.
But you're in charge. Let's say you're in charge.
Well, my role is to make sure that we're staffed for Boise State with senior and junior counselors. Those are the the men that help manage and lead the boys across the 12 fictional cities that we have at Boise State, and to really run the operation. However, we have a chairman of Boise State that is very instrumental in terms of helping us to fill out the program with speakers, in making sure that we have the financial support that we need, working closely with the American Legion for the state. And so the chairman this year is none other than Major Jim Reed. Some of you all will know that name. Jim spent several years at Tennessee Tech in our ROTC cadre, retired from military service, and then he's one of those hardworking guys. You retire like 8 times. He retired Tennessee Tech, and last few years he's been up at Livingston Academy, working with their JROTC program. We brought Jim back last year as a senior counselor after a hiatus, like I took several years back. He came back and did phenomenally well. And normally when we have military folks work our Boise State program, they tend to do pretty well. And so Jim was a senior counselor last year and has been appointed to the chairman role this year. And he's doing a fantastic job. We're already building out a great program for this year. I'm sure we'll get into some of that later.
Yeah.
But I certainly can't take all the credit for running this program. Dr. Katie Akins on campus, she serves as she's one of our assistant vice presidents in student affairs, but also dean of students, has worked on the sort of the back end of the program for many years as well. And that's through the Tennessee Tech relationship with American Legion and the Boise State program. So it's not a Tennessee Tech program. It is like in every other state, it's an American Legion program. But here, Tennessee Tech is very instrumental in the running of that program.
It's been held at Tennessee Tech for how long?
Since 3 decades before you and I were born.
Yeah.
If Judge John Maddox heard me not be able to say the year.
We won't tell him. Judge, hope you're not listening.
Gracious. The 60s.
Yeah.
It's been here since the 60s. I do know this history is that it was held at it was in Lebanon at the – it was a military school there in Lebanon.
Okay.
I lived in Lebanon for a few years before we moved back here. But it was held there. I can't remember the name of that school. But held there in Lebanon for a few years. And then it's been at Tennessee Tech for decades now.
Well, it's a wonderful event. So let's actually talk about the event.
Uh-huh.
What is the purpose of the American Legion Boys State event in Tennessee and really across the country? Because like you said, as far as I know, every state has it, maybe, or at least close.
That's right.
What's the purpose, Rob? I mean, why do we bring hundreds of boys together for a week?
Yeah. It's about civics. I would also say these are – I'm going to give you my three – these are sort of my three mantras. When we were in the early in the pandemic with civil unrest and all of those things, and I thought about this morning for another reason, deference, diplomacy, and there's three things – deference, diplomacy, and civil discourse. Those are three things that I thought about a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I try to communicate to folks a lot when things were extremely tense 4.5 years ago. And they are like that a little bit now. And those are things that we try to instill at Boys State. And they get the boys get to learn some of those things through the teaching on the political process, basically. Physically, literally, the boys are going to learn about local government, city, county, and also about state government. And so that is what we talk about the most, is that you're going to learn the political process, learn what it looks like to really run for office. And I would say, I know we'll have all kind of folks listening to this, but I'm transparent. I say what I'm going to say. I think it's a very genuine and authentic way to see what the political process should be mm-hmm. like. I think that can be confounded in the world in which we live now, but that's one of the things I like about Boys State. You get to see it and learn it and have fun with it at the same time. So you're learning civility while doing that. You're learning how to be respectful while all of that is going on. And I think secondarily, a close second to sort of the political piece and civility and diplomacy is leadership, because there are lots of leadership opportunities once you win an office in Boys State. Even if you don't win the office that you want, there's still these sort of unique opportunities with this group of 25 to 30 dudes that you're going to be with for a week to lead in different ways. And so I would definitely say it's about the political process and leadership. Yeah.
And I love that part of it. So did you attend Boys State as a junior in high school?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Boys State was more selective then.
Yeah.
So you pretty much were only getting two boys from every school in the state at that time.
And you were in Murfreesboro.
Yeah. And at the time we had Oakland was a large, fairly large school. We had over 2,000 students.
Yeah.
And this was early 90s.
Sure.
I was like one of the first alternates. We had our two guys and I was like one of the next two.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't that good, man.
No. They missed out. If they known then what they know now, that you'd be in charge, they'd be like, man, we should have sent him. So I was a part of Cooper City. We won the overall competition that year. Wouldn't because anything I did. At the time, at 16 years old, Rob,
yeah.
I didn't have any clue I'd be in county government. I thought county government was boring, you know,
yeah, sure.
At 16. And my uncle was a commissioner, and he actually taught the local government commission, the county class that I have been a part of at Boise State, right, for the last 3 to 4 years. By the way, I hadn't got a call yet, so I think y'all, I must have done something bad. Y'all must have booted me on off the schedule. But anyway, we'll talk about that off the air. But no, my uncle did it, and he said, make sure you come to my class. Yeah. And I said, you know, I think there's a lot more. I think I'd rather do something else. He said, "You're going to come to my session." So I went. It was at Bruner Hall.
Uh-huh.
That's where it was held. His session was in the auditorium there, or the bigger classroom. I shouldn't say auditorium, but auditorium style.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated. I was, but still, when I left Boise State, I'm like, I'll never be in politics. It's just not my thing. Outgoing person, outgoing enough to want to get into that role of running for office, you know. And so I learned a lot at Boise State.
Yeah.
Opened my mind up to what I'm doing now, you know.
Man.
And it comes to fruition, man. It's like I was a part of Boise State, and I learned about city and county government, and I was an alderman. That was my office, because that was like the easiest thing to run for. You know, I didn't challenge myself, but the governor came from my city, a gentleman from West Tennessee, and it was awesome. Anyway, this has been Rogers. I digressed. I got off of my memories of Boise State. I have Dr. Rob Edwards with me. He is so many things to our community. Talking about American Legion Boise State coming up at Tennessee Tech in a few weeks. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. This is Ben Rogers, and we have Dr. Rob Owens with us, and happy to have him. We'll be back in just a moment after the break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Dr. Rob Owens. We're having a good time in here today.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine. Most importantly, he's a good friend of mine, but we served together in a couple capacities,
right,
in the community, and
right,
you are doing a great service. Not only with your role at Tennessee Tech University, but you are doing several hundred young men's a service across the state of Tennessee by being the director of the American Legion Boys State event that's held at Tennessee Tech every year in May. What are the dates that, Rob?
Yeah, so this year it's a little bit later than we've been running it the last handful of years. It's going to run May 25 through 30,
okay,
of this year. So it'll be the 25th through the 30th. So the boys will come in on Sunday, late morning, early afternoon. Nowadays, we have hovering parents, so they'll be on campus like 3 hours before.
Oh yeah,
start time.
Yeah,
and I'm a hoverer myself. So
yeah. And so that's Memorial Day week, right?
Yeah, yeah. There have been some years where we did run it at that time, but we tended to not do it there, but we had some conflicts with some service, some maintenance stuff on campus, so we had to push it back.
So that's is your wife okay with this? You working on a holiday?
Hey man, yeah.
Okay.
She's,
okay.
We don't normally do anything for Memorial Day. Anyway.
Okay, I'm just looking out for you, my man.
So
I don't want you to be in trouble at home because you're
all
working. Because you work. Listen, and we're going to get into that. I know how much you all work. You're there nonstop from, what, 7, 6 in the morning till 8 at night, 9 at night, and you're all the counselors, junior and senior counselors, the volunteers, all those folks that are part of this 6-day event, I guess,
yeah,
it is, you're there.
Yeah, and a lot of us actually, we become residents on campus that week.
You stay in the dorm?
Yeah, as director, I stay there. Don't necessarily have to, but I just feel like that's what I saw the previous directors do, and I feel like it's on my watch. So I'm gonna be in a dorm room.
Yep, yep. And you're not gonna do any. You're not gonna ask your people to do anything you're not willing to do.
No.
I get it.
I sleep on a twin mattress in the residence hall the whole week.
How do you sleep that week? You're probably so tired. You sleep pretty good, don't you?
You are tired at the end of the day.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But I stay pretty busy just in general though.
Yeah.
So I keep long days most of the calendar year.
Yeah.
So it's not too awful bad. But yeah, it's a different deal. It's not so much about sleeping on the little mattress or any of that, but it's I miss being with my wife that week,
sure.
And with my own children at the house. But what's cool is my boys have gotten old enough now, and they used to watch. They used to come and kind of be around when they were little. But I've got two sons that have now come through, and I've got four boys. Two sons have come through the program, one of them has been an athletics counselor. He's got an internship this year. So the next son, the one that came through last year, will be an athletics counselor this year. Got another son that I expect to be in the program this year. So I actually have, you know, my own boys with me. So that makes it more fun for me.
That's awesome. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
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 That's great. So starts on Sunday. Like you said, folks get there a little bit early. I think I remember my mom and dad dropping me off and just completely excited because they got a week to themselves. My brother was out of the house, and they didn't have to worry about taking care of me for a while. But they lived down the road. That was one thing that was funny about it. You know, me, I was the only person from Upperman that was allowed to go because they only had one, and I think Couville sent four.
Okay.
And we kind of hung out a little bit, but I hung out a lot with the Livingston guys too. But my parents were right down the road, so if I needed something – it's like they could drop it off.
You're right there.
But I didn't really need anything. But it was fun. So let's talk about – we talked about what they're learning. Civics, county government, city government, state government. They still run for offices, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you declare early on in the week what office you want to run for. You campaign.
Right.
And then the governor's position. So like aldermen and county commissioners within your city.
Right.
And then the governor position is throughout the whole group of 12 cities, right?
Yeah, that's the highest – ranking position at Boys State.
And so they start their campaigning early on. And how many days do they have a campaign? Do you remember? The governor's announced.
It's only a couple of days.
Yeah.
That's why it's such an intense program, because there's a lot of information that the boys have to learn and got to get themselves together for what they're going to run for. And so we start elections early on, maybe like Tuesday. And so by Thursday, we've elected all the city positions, all the county positions, all the state positions, for the most part. And so by Thursday, we know who the governor is for Tennessee American Legion Boys State. It's pretty amazing, the process and how quickly things happen. So, you know, you got your city mayor, your aldermen, you know, all your various positions within the state, the city. And you've got your county mayor. You elect all these positions. You elect, you know, sheriff and, you know, pretty much anything you're going to see in Putnam County, for example. We're going to have that position. And we've got some that we don't even have in the county as well. So,
do they go through a mock county commission council meeting? Do they have those meetings, a mock meeting, until they learn about what happens there?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
So we'll have the city elected official meeting, and we'll have the county commission meeting. And that's where folks like you come in and talk about what it looks like to sit in those positions, particularly commission and city council. And then we also have, at the state level, we'll have senators and representatives that are elected. So we always have folks from the state level to come in as well. But you, for example, have come in and done the county commission work and led the session for all of our county commissioners. You do a fantastic job. You're great with those guys.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think, like, people like you, you know, Ryan Williams comes to mind, Paul Bailey, you know, representative and senator respectively, that really make you change the perspective to some degree, because I can see it on the boys' faces. The way that you guys interact with the boys, it helps them to understand what it means to be in political office a little bit differently, especially now with we're flooded with media. Some of it's true, some of it's not, and we don't really know what's not true, and it's a lot of it's politicized.
Right.
So it's even more important to have folks engage and come in and talk about, okay, this is what it looks like to write a piece of legislation on Capitol Hill in Nashville. Someone has actually done it, and give some rationale about why you write certain bills and how you get it to move forward. So I do want to say thank you for, because I think your session is always really, really good. I think just like you, there are kids sitting in that session every year that leave. And I think, you know what? I think I could consider being in a position like this.
Okay.
6, 7, 8 years, 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I appreciate the kind words on that. I have Dr. Rob Owens.
Yes.
The man of the hour with me, and delighted to have him again. He's one of my good friends and closest to me in public service and some of the things we do, and we love what we do. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters after the break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with good friend Dr. Rob Owens. Always a blessing to be around Rob and all he does for our community at Tech, Housing Authority, and some of the other things, Impact, all the good things he's done. We've been strictly talking about Boy State, Rob, and I love that because it's so important to so many young men across the state in high school that during their junior year, they come to Tennessee Tech University once a year and spend a week with other gentlemen from across the state and learn about civics. So you had mentioned that I'd been there, and I think I've been there 4 or 5 times now. I know that I was there. Y'all had during COVID, I believe, but it's all remote, correct?
It was. So in 2020, we didn't have it.
21, it was remote.
It was
21.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was all online.
Yeah, so I came to Tech.
Interesting.
And y'all put me in a room, which was fine.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. You were in another meeting that day. You were in the open room there.
Yeah, because I was a counselor.
Yes.
I was a senior counselor.
So
then,
I peeked my head, and I saw you in there running there and gave you a hug, whatever. But I did the Zoom session with them in 2021. It was just me. And then I've helped Mayor Porter. And then, of course, Chris Cassidy has helped me. And so here, the point of that is to say this.
Yeah.
In my 20 years of service in county government, the hardest questions and most intelligent questions, some of them, have been asked by these 17, 18-year-old young men that have showed up to Boy State in my session on county government. They ask questions that some elected officials have never even asked me. And I can remember a couple, but one gentleman from, I think, Davidson County or Wilson County or Sumner County, an area around greater Nashville, said something about growth plans.
Hmm.
I'd never had anybody ask me about a growth plan. And I just looked at him, and I thought I was dreaming for a second. My mind was out of my body for a minute at this experience. I'm like, what did you just ask? He said something about a growth plan or whatever. And I thought, oh, wow. These guys, not only are they participating in a required session that they have to go to because they're considered a county official at Boy State, but they're intrigued, they're paying attention, and they're asking questions that mean something.
Yeah,
I was blown away, and that wasn't the only one. I mean, last year almost made me rethink how I want to do this class because I got to the fourth slide. That's as far as I got because the questions consumed the rest of the time, which what made me happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's a testament to. Well, first of all, thank you for leaning in and being transparent and really wanting to hear from these young men that are, by and large, are going to be leaders, all of them, in some capacity. So thank you for that. And the second thing that I think that speaks to is our young people, depending on what social media platform you're looking at, and what you're looking at in it, or who you're talking to, I don't know. You might think that the world's about to end tomorrow because our young people are horrible, but they're not.
Right.
Right. I'm increasingly impressed every year, particularly since I've been director. This will be my third year as director, at the intelligence that our young men come to us with. They ask very serious questions. They're thoughtful questions, very intuitive questions. Some of these questions, maybe they occur because of discussions in their own households or things they've picked up online. But like with a lot of these guys, when they're asking questions in the various sessions with the government representatives and other leaders that they'll hear from, they're things that they have thought about deeply. And they're not silly questions, right? And one of the things that I appreciate, I'll just throw this out there, is that I mentioned deference and civil discourse and diplomacy. Now, we have an expectation, you know, we don't want silly questions being asked, but we don't sort of micromanage. There's always someone in leadership that is sort of moderating a session. But even like Ryan Williams and Senator Bailey, because they typically come every year almost, they'll stand and they'll deliver. You know, we'll have a line of 20 guys. We can never get to all of them. These guys ask really hard questions, but they ask the questions in a respectful fashion. Mm-hmm. And that always gives me hope.
Yep.
Because I'm increasingly frustrated with how adults, how we're engaging with one another on very serious topics, things that are near and dear to our hearts. We don't seem to understand how to communicate passionately, but in a respectful fashion. In social media, at least. And sometimes what we see when we're able to even look in to live sessions at the state level, sometimes the banter that goes on back and forth is very disappointing, quite frankly. But I'm always pleasantly surprised and impressed with how our young men engage in hard questions, like serious topics of things that are going on currently, but also things that may affect them and their families 10, 15, 20 years down the line. They may not get an answer that they like. They may get a company line sometimes, but they'll take that answer and then they'll go and sit down. And the next kid will ask another hard question, mm-hmm. you know, and not be ugly about it. So, man, I just love it. We, you know, no, the kids aren't perfect. No human being is. But we got some solid young men that come here that really they give me hope
yep.
for what America can be like, not just the state, because some of these boys will go to college other places and never come back to Tennessee.
Yep.
And they might be a city official, they'll be a CEO, they'll be a basketball coach, you know what I mean? They'll be a dad. And then inevitably, we'll probably have, every other year, we're probably going to have a governor of a state from our Tennessee boys state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll rise his way to the top,
mm-hmm.
you know. Chief of a surgical staff, things like that. So, yeah, hot cotton, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm glad you said that because our youth sometimes get a bad rap, right?
Yeah.
And I'll say this. I don't have kids. I have three nephews, and the oldest one's 15.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, absolutely drives me crazy sometimes with his just being a teenager. But this is what I'm saying. It's harmless, basically.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say. That boy, his heart is filled with love for his family and his friends.
Yeah.
His mind is filled with intrigue and curiosity to learn more about life in general and how to get through this life and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I love that passion he has. And so I think a lot of our young people are that way.
Yep.
And we need to love on them.
Yep.
You mentioned that. We need to love on them.
Number one.
Be there for them. Take good care of them. Help them. And Boy State's another avenue for, no matter what kind of walk of life these boys came from, if they applied and they qualify and they're selected, they go to Boy State. Doesn't matter how much money they grew up with or without. Doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter their beliefs, as long as they met the criteria. And the criteria is not simple. It's to be eligible for Boy State. I don't even know what it is now, but you had to do this, and be part of the community, and you had to be represented and nominated and all that stuff. It's a testament for them to be there. And that group of kids for 1 week is some of the best kids you'll see in the state. And it doesn't discount anybody else, but that's a group that's there to learn. And I haven't had an encounter yet, Rob, since I've been there that I wanted to kick a kid out of the class.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been great to me and appreciate my time.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful to get to serve over there. I'm glad y'all invite me to go. Let me ask you something.
Yeah, sure. What you got?
How many years you been doing this now, Boy State?
Oh, man, this is my third year as director. I was a senior counselor maybe 3 years before that, and I was a senior counselor years ago. I took several years off as my children were sort of growing up. It just didn't make sense for my family at the time.
Yeah.
And I probably did it 3 years then. So, I don't know. It's probably been 10, 11 years I've been doing it in all.
So what makes you keep coming back?
Man, it's an opportunity to pour back mm-hmm. into not be a complainer about situations. I get to have my hands on from a sort of a higher level some young men that have the potential to change our world. And I'll have a calling for men in general. I just like working with men of all ages, mm-hmm. but particularly younger men, college age, high school age. I know the Lord has called me to that group, and this is just another opportunity for me to do that. I've got a lot of different ways I work with men, but this is one of them that I love to be a part of. And really, it's not even about like I get inspired. What I said earlier is really true. I get inspiration by being around these young men, and it's like, okay, yeah, you could. I'd be okay to be about 65, and you be my state senator. You know, I'm seeing that type of kid, and so I'm just impressed and inspired. And like the staff that we get to work with, our junior senior counselors. Typically some serious high-level men, different walks of life and so on and so forth. And I have a good time that week and all. So, it's just like people, as I've gotten older and started winning awards here and there for serving, I'm just blessed to serve. And mm-hmm. this is an opportunity for me to serve in an area that I know the Lord has called me to serve, you know.
Well, it's hard to tell him no. Right?
Yeah.
And I think I've tried to on several occasions, and it didn't work out for me too well. So I finally gave in to like, you know what, maybe I just need to listen a little bit harder instead of listening to myself, listening to the good Lord above. Rob, I appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate your service to not only Boy State, but everything you do. Wonderful man, wonderful friend, and honored to call you friend. So come back anytime.
Oh, man. Let me give a plug here.
Absolutely.
If this is the first time you've heard of Boy State or you want to learn more about it, you go to www.tnboystate.org, and you can find out information there on the program far beyond what I shared here. Parents, you know, relatives, you're listening, if you're interested in your young man and your family to participate in this, have him communicate with the school counselor. School counselors across the state should have information from their local American Legion post. And so we still have availability for this year, so we want people to apply.
Good.
And their Legion to support them to come to okay. Boy State.
Good deal. Yep. Rob, thanks for being here.
Yep. Glad to do it, man. Thank
Folks,
you.
Remember, it's a lot easier. Smile, it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. Love on each other. Hope y'all enjoyed this show as much as I have. We'll see you next time on Local Matters.